Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, I've got the only two men that I would consider with. It's Jordan and Emery. Hello.
Hello, darling.
One more glass of these and that sofa will be... We won't fit on that sofa. I assumed that. I'm so excited to have you both here. Like, it's weird because I've watched you every single night that it feels like I know you and you have absolutely no clue who I am, but I feel related to you. But
it's insane.
It's so weird. We've had that a lot, like people going, like quoting you back is just so funny. Yeah. Like,
oh, I bet. Yeah. I bet. Because it's so funny as well, because you're both polar opposites in like the way you both, like, I like that you're so, what's the word? Glass half empty.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you could be knighted and you'll be like, oh, it's a bit of a long ceremony. Do you know what I mean? But like you're just, I feel like you're very like, I love my life.
Yeah.
Do you know what exactly. I mean? I love it. It's such a nice dynamic.
And somehow it balances. It.
Yeah. It's like, what's that saying? Opposites attract.
Mm.
And I'm fucking into it.
But it's weird. On the first day, I think we thought we were going to be a lot more similar than we were.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Like, I think you just like come in, we're both wearing our velvet jackets and it was like, that's how we bonded. And our voice is
The velvet jacket.
Yeah.
When we first saw each other, we hated one another. Well, I hated Henry.
Oh, yeah.
I
thought, yeah, okay.
Who is this bitch? Am I allowed to swear? Yeah. Yeah. Thought, who is this bitch, you know, in his velvet jacket? Because I had a velvet jacket.
Yeah, how dare. Yeah.
I thought he was a knobhead.
Also, I would never expect someone else to come in a velvet jacket. Like, if I wore that, I'd be like, yeah, no other fuckers wear it.
Yeah.
I kind of thought I'd be the token posho, but then it's like,
I need a really quick question here because it's popped into my head. Have you watched any of it back, either of you?
Yes, yeah.
I've tried to. Henry's further than I am.
There is a moment, right,
that
I need you to clear up. And it's with Chanel.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like you're about to go in for a kiss with Chanel.
Yeah.
Did that happen?
When was this?
This was right at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You'd spoken about that you weren't in a relationship with anyone, that you hadn't really whatever. And then you were spinning her around. And as she kept, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
As she comes back round, it looked like you were going in for it. And then that a thing?
You know, Chanel is gorgeous.
Yeah, so. Come on. Yeah.
And you did kiss her at the Vinted party.
Sorry? Yeah, and at the fish thing. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I never expected to have these kissing moments in there.
Fucking hell, yeah.
I know, Big Brother did not behave.
Yeah.
If you remember the Kiss Cam episode.
Yes.
So I thought, why the fuck are they doing this? I hated that.
Yes, I wouldn't have done that.
Jordan thought he was getting on a flight to Mallorca to go Love Island, not Big Brother.
Actually, yeah, that's such a good point. If they asked me in that, I'd be like, what is this?
But the thing is, the kiss cam worked.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it got me kissing.
So, yeah, it did.
Yeah, well,
oh my God.
Henry just, on camera, Henry looks brilliant.
In person,
well, less
yeah.
So.
But do you know what's funny? I always find people are so much more attractive off TV.
Mm.
Always. And I can, like, it, not that anyone's bad looking on TV, but it's just there's something about TV cameras that are so rude.
The thing is, when we watched ourselves back in the house, which we seldom did, but we always wanted to do, like on that big screen, we thought, wow, everyone looks gorgeous on camera.
Yeah.
And then they come out the room and they don't look as gorgeous. But, you know, if they were doing a
tattoo,
that would be me.
No, it's not about you. But do you know what I mean? How many times did we say, wow, Big Brother has some bloody good cameras this season.
The quality's incredible.
Yeah.
The colours pop on screen, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
we were just saying, so I went in as well before anyone had been in the house just for like promo shit.
Yeah.
And it was so bright. Like, not only just the lights, but the colours.
Mm.
It's so intense in there. Mm. Like, I felt like I'd taken mushrooms when I went in. I was like, someone spiked.
Oh, look. I think I had like a week-long headache. Oh,
yes,
an eye strain.
Yeah,
I was
like,
oh my God, this face is crazy.
It's
And you're not allowed to wear sunglasses indoors. No. Even though Noki somehow managed to wear them for pretty much the entire
time. If she doesn't release a sunglass brand, I'll be shocked.
But I mean, I was scared to wear my sunglasses in there, but I needed them because, you know, first thing I thought was, what the fuck have I just walked into?
Yeah, that's
that. Seeing the house, I don't know if it made the cut, but I just thought, this house is... It's not my style.
Do you know what I thought that? I thought, who's the interior designer here?
Yeah.
I would have liked some neutrals.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Maybe some nice throws.
Where was Kelly Hoppen?
Yeah, that's valid.
I mean, you know, hat off to the architect. They did a fabulous job. It just
Not
my style.
Yeah,
it worked, though, which is brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, it caught my attention, so I think that was the point. What was the reasoning for you guys signing up or going into the house?
I mean, I'm like a Big Brother super fan. Like, I love it. So I like, it'd been gone for like so many years and I thought, oh my gosh.
It's back.
I just have to. I feel like if you can't make bold risks and gambles like in your 20s, then when can you?
Yeah,
I was like,
you doing it at 70. No. Can you really? Like, it's too late.
No, we were desperate for an old lady. Like, I really wanted an old lady.
Do you know what? I could fuck with that.
Yes.
Like, I could imagine like an old woman that's like a Benidorm goer, nudist beach, big bush, would do amazing on Big Brother.
But also like someone who is like maybe like really horrible to everyone.
Ooh.
Like a real like batty like...
Do you know, I thought that was Kerry at the start. I was like, who is this woman at the start? But she really got into... became herself more towards the end, but it made me die. Like, she'd be scooting around like, fuck off, and I'd be like, what is going on? I really respect
the thing is, we adore Kerry, so when we heard the chanting, we thought, what
we were
the
really
hell's
confused.
Going
oh really
we had no idea
that at all.
Wow. So, because you guys can hear it, like, I you can hear it so clearly.
Just for those bits when AJ and Will are talking, that's the only time we can hear the rest of the time they play this crowd noise in the house. Oh, so you can't.
It's like a soundtrack.
Mm.
I'd think something's happening to me if I heard that for a long time.
It was really loud as well, so, and it'd be played around the whole house, and it would get on our nerves. And like, we just want this eviction to be over, so they stop.
Can you hear bit on the side? Not bit on the side, sorry. It's an old one. Can you hear Late and Live being recorded?
No. The smokers sometimes used to say they could hear like some cheering or something, but we didn't really massively, did we?
And then we'd get told off and, you know, shut out of the garden.
Oh. Everyone would be like, if you did hear something, you'd have to look around and pretend that you're not hearing anything.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, guys, they're going to throw us in the house again if we make it look like...
No way.
That's how the whole love triangle thing... Yeah, known to us.
Oh, really?
Jenkin was in the smoking area and overheard the warm-up person.
Shock.
And Jenkin didn't know anything about it. Henry and I didn't really know it was a thing.
Jenkin didn't know what was going on that entire time.
Yeah, nobody knew. Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. Nobody knew apart from, I suppose, Matty, me, and then Henry.
I mean, that would make sense because you are all involved, Jay.
Finding out a lot more about the love triangle.
Oh no, are you all right? Jordan, can I say my favourite bit?
Yeah.
Was when Henry and Matty were having a conversation and you're just stood there like,
I had no idea that you were listening in.
No, because that would be me. Like, I would have a glass to that door. The door was open, but I would have a glass.
That vexed me, hence I was,
gathered,
But also, I was ignorant to both of them next day.
We did say that we said, I think the three of us should have a chat tonight. And you went, no, and you said, I'm not chatting tonight. So so that's why me and Matty went to go and chat.
Well, you know, it was like an uproar when Matty voted you. Because
bastard. What the heck?
I thought,
But the thing is, this is an inside scoop. So the face-to-face nominations, I was going to nominate Matty. I was,
both of us?
Really?
Over Olivia, yes.
Wow.
But then Matty was sat next to me.
Oh, that's way too awkward.
I know.
You just going, Matty? Like, how do you next to him?
Was having to hide those cards when people are
he kind of looked at me before we did when we were picking, and I knew I can't do it.
That's the worst part about not knowing who's nominating who, because if I know someone's nominated me, best believe they're getting nominated as well. But I'd get paranoid. Because if I'm up for eviction, I'd be like, who's done it then? And what have I done to you?
Tom.
You know what I mean?
I mean, Tom, what the heck?
Listen. When you were in that room, you and Jenkin, And Tom was like, this is disgusting. Like, I would never have this. Like, this is, whoever goes back in that house, you let them know. You let them know they're all pricks. They're all, as soon as it comes to facing you, yeah, you know, enjoy it, guys. You know, embrace every moment. It's beautiful. Like, you're all doing really well. I thought, hang on. Where did that come from? Because he was amped. He was like ready to go.
Yeah.
During the whole thing.
I mean, being in that room with the both of them, they were brilliant cellmates.
Incredible to watch.
But yeah. Also, like, they kept saying to me, oh, it's going to be you, Jordan. It's, you're going back in.
It was,
It was awkward. Because I thought, oh, God.
Did you know you were 100% going back in?
No. Really? I mean, I had a gut feeling when we were evicted, pseudo evicted, that this can't be it.
Did you have a feeling?
No, I think we had said that, like, I mean, I'd fully accepted he'd gone and it was horrible. But like,
he died.
No, we'd kind of said, like, 24 hours after, if they're still not back, then they're definitely gone. But then you were in there for like 2 days. And did you
that's
see
a crazy amount of time?
But and it's a small room, that is.
Just doing nothing.
I know. And I've seen a clip recently where I shout when you're watching and you're in the toilet, I think, and I shout, I love you, Jordan, or something like that.
Tom,
and then Tom, and then you come back and say, is anything to I missed? And then Tom Denker were like, no.
They nothing. Don't miss us. Tom was like, they don't miss us at all. I thought, let the man know. Let the man know.
That room was the most horrific part of the experience.
But can I say that makes sense now why everyone's a bit amped up? Because if you're in a tiny room just watching, like, yeah, I'd probably be a bit of a bitch.
I mean, and it was so shabby. Yeah. It was like stapled together.
Oh, really?
You could see the staples.
they planned the eviction the night before and were like, shit, I built some beds.
But they fed us incredibly well when we were in that room.
Didn't they?
But towards the end, we just got sick of food. Because that's the only
thing you can do.
Good, yeah. Because we just used to wait and wait and wait.
And it was so weird. Because so whenever we would get locked in the bedroom for maintenance purposes while they were allowed to go to, they'd walk through the house to the garden to go and have like a cigarette and stuff. And you just could not believe it. I thought, you guys have just been walking right past us this whole time.
I mean, how they did it was just fabulous. Because it really tested with us psychologically as we had to walk for our former, house.
That's kind of hard as well if you get evicted after that, because it's kind of like, I wish I'd just got evicted to start with.
Yeah, Tom and Jenkin, they couldn't be arsed with.
I think they knew.
Well, they wanted, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but they wanted to go out the fire exit the first
get
night.
Get that fire exit to
was literally, it was that Gemma Collins kind of moment. And they kept putting their shoes on, taking them off. I'm like, we're going.
That's such an ick. Yeah.
I was just thinking, are they going or what? What's
you're just still with the headphones.
But you're like,
what?
But you're like, that guarantees that I'm staying then.
Yeah, I'd be like, go, do it for your own sake. Do it for your own sake. Can we please talk about Yimran's crying? For me, this was one of the most amazing things ever. Like, I enjoyed, not in a horrible way, but I enjoyed seeing it so much. Like, it would be like someone had been mass murdered in front of Imran. And you know what was amazing? When her boyfriend, they're both so sweet, but when her boyfriend left and she had her hand on the door, like violently sobbing, I thought, this is TV gold. This is TV
she
gold.
She would sometimes like fall to her knees. Like in tears. And it would be over like something really random. Like the day when the families were coming in, when they told us that there was going to be the potential for to see our families, they said only half of the house will get to see their families. And she just went, and she was like weeping, and like I was like, Yinran, it's fine, don't worry, like
we're gonna see them in another week anyway.
Me and Jordan were just brushing our teeth, and whenever the bedroom door opens, all we heard was why.
She was hysterical. And you know my message to people is don't be hysterical.
But
Yinran was
you as well, like someone crying in front of you is like, just read the room, because I you just would pat them.
Yeah, because what do I do? I'm not an emotional person.
You had one hug the entire time. It was to Yimran and you went, oh. And I thought that took a lot for Jordan. That really took a lot.
What did you used to call me in there, which pissed me off? A fictional character.
Edward.
No.
No, not that.
SS.
Who? I'm so confused.
Stephen.
Well, not Dumbledore.
Oh, Severus Snape. He's got very Snape energy.
Oh my God, you do. Kind of hot though.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Like, if I was going to sleep with anyone out of Harry Potter, I probably would be Snape. You know what I mean? Like, I was not Dumbledore.
We still have to threesome plan for this.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just keep dropping it. I'm dropping so many hints. Do you fancy a free case of exclusive wines? Well, Wine 52 are offering my listeners a free case of wine. It's a case of three unique wines that you won't find anywhere else from across the world. I've been a member of Wine 52 for over a year and I am absolutely loving it because, you know, I love a glass of wine. Each month, they visit a new country or region and tell its story on the pages of Glug magazine, creating the ultimate immersive wine discovery experience. Expect a remarkable range from juicy to vivid Merlot to a crisp, aromatic Sauvignon Blanc that will take you to the beautiful vineyards of France, Italy, Chile, and beyond. You have a choice of a mixed red-only or white-only case, which also includes a Glug magazine, which delves each region's wine. And also, two tasty snacks. What a bargain. After your free case, you will join a monthly wine club, which you can also leave at any given time with no extra cost. All you've got to do is go to wine52.com/grace to get your free case of wine today. That is www.wine52.com/grace for your free case of wine. All you've got to do is cover the postage of £9.95 and your free bottles of wine will be delivered to your door. Thank you for Wine 52 for sponsoring today's episode. No, I just think the crying was absolutely insane. Mm. And people on the outside were like, no, it has to be an act. Mm. Like, this is an act. Was it an act?
She knows, Yinran knows she's cute.
She is quite.
But I do think she's genuine.
Mm.
100%.
Because as you would have seen when I was in that room, I was questioning
Tom
and Jenkin. I'd never heard these kind of things before about Yinran.
That's what the outside was saying the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I almost think that maybe where other housemates got that from was because they just were in such disbelief that someone this wholesome and innocent existed. Because she is like that. And she met her boyfriend on an app where it's like about going for like brunches and stuff like that. And wholesome relationships.
Coffee and bagels.
Coffee and bagels. It's all just very sweet. Uh-huh. And
I love this a bit. That's
And it's authentic.
That's really sweet. Yeah, that's really cute.
But she's an amazing person. And we thought Yinran was going to win.
To be honest, my bets were on her. At the very start, I said, Yinran's got to win, like, surely. Because I remember when she first came in, I thought, this is a bit rogue. Because I was like, who? Because there was also a part where she'd get really upset. She was like, no one's speaking to me. And if they are, it's just them going, you're right. And then just walking away.
Yeah.
Was it like that in the house? Like, did you see that?
I felt that.
Yeah.
People didn't give her the time of day.
Yeah.
And then when we had our upstairs gang or whatever.
It
was like a little dysfunctional family in a way, because none of us would ever get into a room in the outside world together.
Never.
And I loved that group we had.
The divide was on the outside too. Like, you were either upstairs or garden. You were either upstairs or garden gang. That was the upstairs
gang,
100%. And you know what's funny? You've changed the game too, because you went in Tory, if I had opened up with chest, you were like, yeah, I am. I don't give a fuck. And remember at the start, everyone was like, yeah, probably Henry, not. Everyone loves, like, you've changed the game.
It's so weird, because everyone was like, oh my God, I'm not going to lie, Henry. Like, my friends have said, I'm not going to lie, Henry, I thought you had absolutely fucked it. Like, everyone hated you.
Like, you're so relatable.
I know, but I think I worked out in there that I'm not a very political person. I just have, like, some political opinions. Mm-hmm. And I actually think I've been in the bubble in like all of my life.
Yeah.
I went to boarding school. Like, I've always been in that like little bubble. So
I
know. And then going to a house like that and meeting people with all these different life experiences. And it definitely has helped me and like made me a better person.
How much have you seen? There is a, wait, it was when you guys were in the room and I have never laughed like this. It was when you said something about Jenkin. You were like, oh, Jenkin liked the rosé. It was disgusting. And Jenkin went, yeah, or what? Jenkin's poor. Of course he fucking likes it. And it made me fucking die. So I was like, where is he pulled that from? I loved it.
You know, Jenkin, I mean, I do like him now.
Yeah.
But the thing about, what was it, margarine that morning?
Mm.
And we're,
lard.
Because we had no...
lard.
No, there was lard, but there was also clover.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, when we didn't have food, we were starved.
Oh, I was going to ask about that. You were hungry.
Yeah. We were so hungry.
Yeah.
And it was
kind of cruel.
It was cruel.
Yeah. Yeah, what the fuck?
But then one morning, Henry and I were in the kitchen and, you know, we'd just gotten food for the first time in a long time. And there was margarine there.
Survivor, yeah.
And Henry and I was slagging off the margarine saying, oh, it's not butter, it's not butter. And Jenkin got really arsy. I don't know if it made it the cut.
No.
But Jenkin was saying along the lines of, oh, well, Clover's posh in my house, you know. what are they talking
That's
about?
So
butter.
Jenkin.
Butter.
That is so Jenkin.
Sorry, but I can't believe it's not butter. I bloody can. It's awful.
Yeah.
Like, it's just terrible.
It's horrid. No offense, you know.
What is your most, like, do you have like a proper Tory, like, you know, where some people are like, oh, never eat that, I'll only eat it. Like, do you have one of those or not really?
But something that I would just never eat.
Yeah, like something you'd never even
I really touch. Struggled with anything in a can, like canned food.
Yeah,
stresses me out.
Beans?
Beans, no, can't
wow.
do it. Literally,
wow.
literally anything in a can, I can't do. And in the camping task, they literally had a whole thing just full of canned food and just said canned meat.
And we had to eat it cold. We didn't have, you know, warming
watching,
up facilities.
You're joking.
But I was so hungry that I just dug in.
Watching so you digging that spoon into that kind of like weird, gloopy, cold beans and sausages
That's
was like
hell
such
on
a
earth.
Ick. I was I like, mean, I can't.
Sorry. But I mean, the first few weeks, the food was probably one of the biggest hurdles because
I bet
if we didn't have food, we didn't have food. And Big Brother, you know,
I'd have embraced that diet. Mm. I'd have walked out that house. Like.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But then the fact is, afterwards, we had luxury shopping budget.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, we had an excess of food. And in there, there's nothing to do other than eat.
No, it's, what did you do to pass your time?
Eat.
That's literally it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
we
would wait for the refreshment call. And then, you know, then the kissing would.
Yeah, can we discuss this, right? Because, Jordan, you strike me as someone, when I first started watching the show, you strike me as someone that, like, when we first met, I said, are you a hugger? Because I don't want to make you uncomfortable. Like, are you a hugger? You don't strike me as someone that's, like, affectionate.
I know, but I do Listen, like a good kiss.
You changed that game.
we all know that, darling.
There was one episode where genuinely the whole out of the 50 minutes or whatever that it was on, I'm going to say 45 was just you snogging. Both of you snogging. I said, is this porn? Like, I was like, do I leave them to it? Like,
I watched that scene this morning and it is a bit pornographic, isn't it?
The hot tub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, hello.
I know.
I mean, it makes me blush.
Find like a super spa online. I'm like,
and then Jordan would do that and then he'd whisper to me, stop it, your grandmother's watching.
Yeah. They kept that in and you were like, you've ruined it. Yeah.
And what did I always say to you? Wow, this is going out.
Wow, this is going out.
This is going out.
Or you'd be like, oh, that was a bit gay.
But I mean,
oh, I loved it. It was really wholesome watching you guys hold hands as well, like in the bed. I was just living out my, just like, I don't know, love life with you guys.
It's so funny.
It was really
to see
cute.
Like all the edits on TikTok and on Instagram of like all of this. It's just crazy.
You know, people like ship it. The heart.
The Jenry army.
Yeah, the Jenry army.
It's like, you know, woof.
What did your family say when you came out?
Well, our families like each other, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but were they like, fuck, you know? Or were they just like, yeah, good
well,
for you?
Well, you, I don't know if it made it into the show, but my mother didn't know anything about threesomes, bushes, and and so in the letter, she does put bushes in.
Found all of the bushes.
But she brought it back up, that's the thing.
Oh, well, at least she knows now. There's no secrets to take to the grave, so.
But, like, my grandparents were loving it. They were watching every night, and I was very surprised. I was like, I'm so sorry. Do you still love me?
Yeah.
And I was worried about my dad. I was like, was my dad going to be okay? And then we called him at, like, 6 a.m. while we were still, like, drinking champagne after the rap party.
Of course.
And he was like, oh, hi, Jordan. Like, it was very sweet.
He's a gent.
Yeah.
And also, you know, because in there you dream a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Henry and I were next to each other, I would wake up and, you know, the dream would be over because I kept dreaming I'd be evicted.
But then,
I know, and then I'd be out of the house and everything. But then when I'd look over and see Henry there and he's always hugging his yellow cushion, it was just the sweetest thing I've.
This is really hugging
And then
me.
Also the necklace.
This is really sweet. I love that you still got the necklace on.
I haven't taken it off.
Oh my God.
I don't want to take it off, you know.
Did that, when you got evicted and had to stay in that room, did that kind of solidify how you maybe felt a little bit.
I think the moment was where I opened my bag and saw the necklace.
Because you didn't see, so you didn't see Henry packing the necklace? Because obviously we all saw him
being
like, I'm going to put in the necklace.
No, I saw Henry packing my stuff, but I didn't see the necklace. So it was a surprise to me.
I love that. Oh my God.
And you know, it's just, it's crazy. It's,
you said it was the sweetest thing anyone's done for you. I was like, really?
You're like, the bath on the floor, really?
I was like, wow, I'll cancel the holiday to New York. You just need a necklace.
Yeah, what is the plan now? Like, are you just seeing how things go? Like, taking it?
I suppose so. You tell me what the plan is.
No, we're dropping the P word, aren't we?
Yeah, we haven't mentioned the P word.
Platonic.
Plans. Oh.
No, it's just like in there, everything, all emotions are so heightened, and it's like a completely alien environment. Mm. And out here, we're just like navigating all in the real world.
It's true.
And seeing, we're going for dinner tomorrow night, which would be nice. Like, yeah, we've got
to somewhere posh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Caviar's on the cards.
Exactly.
And the thing is, it's just, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And I can't even, I'm not a soppy person, as you know.
Listen, honey.
But, you know, it's.
Oh.
It's strange because I miss Henry when Henry's not there.
I'm going to kill myself.
It's so
it's so nice. Also, you both probably never expected you'd go in Big Brother and find someone in there.
No.
Not once. But even like some of the, I feel like people that worked on the show or Big Brother, they kind of said to us like, whoa, this was a wild card.
I bet.
Yeah.
Do you see any production while you're in there? Or not really?
No, it was very, it was very, very just...
Because it's like, you know, when like Love Island and stuff, you're so intertwined with production and
you
stuff.
You really don't. It's just very much a social experiment.
Yeah.
Throwing in 16 people and just see what happens and you just exist for six
Can
weeks.
Can I just ask, if someone's pissing you off, what do you do then? Like what...
Move rooms.
Really? I've been in the bathroom like rocking back and forth. Yeah.
The thing is, I did give a few people the silent treatment when I was in there.
Yeah, yeah, really.
That was like the worst day ever.
Oh, Henry,
people saw me crying with my party hat on.
Oh my God, and in your little dressing gown.
I know. Oh God, my dressing gown.
Bless your soul.
What I would say about seeing production, it's very true to how you see it.
Right.
Everything is authentic.
Mm.
Like, if there's a blip, we don't really know about it. And I think...
Oh.
They've done an amazing job.
Mm.
Sometimes, you know, we have, well, the voice has to repeat the lines. But other than that, it's just, it was so
authentic. Easy,
How many times a day do you go to the diary room?
I didn't like going.
Oh, and
I always
you said, were comedy gold in there.
But the thing is, I always said, I don't want to go voluntarily. I think I went voluntarily twice or thrice. But they would call me of an evening and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the rap party like? Oof. Come on, because you guys haven't seen a lot of these people for a while.
It was so weird, especially because we'd literally just come out. Mm. We'd had maybe like 10, 15 minutes with our family.
Yeah.
And then straight into another room. And then we were in this car and there was like paparazzi outside. And it was like, what the hell is going on?
Wow.
And you walk in and everyone in that room has been working on the show and been literally watching you the whole time.
But you don't really know who they
are. No. Yeah. And like one lady came to me and said, oh, I was your personal person who wrote every single word that you said.
Yes.
Every word that you uttered in there.
You were like,
I typed and I was like, oh God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You had to deal with that.
Well, it would be Jordan's. If I was your, I'd be like, wouldn't know how to spell half the words. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
It was great being on the dance floor with AJ. Like, it was all fun.
It was just, I mean, AJ and Will are fabulous.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. Yeah,
and you know, they're doing the show, you know, justice.
Mm-hmm.
It's
lovely to have met them. And then also, we saw the picture. Davina
behind us
was behind us.
Like the red carpet, the palooza. I don't know if you saw.
I didn't even meet Davina, but Davina was there.
So there's a photo of us two, and Davina's just in the background, like smiling. We didn't even meet her.
She knows us.
No, that's iconic. That's iconic.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'll take that.
I know.
Was there any drama? No.
At the rap party?
Yeah.
Did Frida go to the rap party?
I think she did. I mean,
I didn't see her there.
I think I saw her briefly. I mean, I was only at the rap party for an hour or two.
Oh, really?
Because we got there so late, Yinran and I. We were like the last people to turn up.
Why?
Oh, because we had to sort stuff beforehand.
Oh, okay.
Like admin you know, boring bullshit.
Jeez, I'd be like, you can fall fuck off. Yeah. I'll go to the rat pipe.
But, you know, everyone was kind of merry and, you know,
it was everyone was very merry.
Blacked out. Paralytic on the floor.
And like, it was literally to the point where we were in the hotel and people were eating breakfast while we were still sipping champagne.
Because all the other housemates...
all the ex-housemates were in another hotel.
Yes, in the, like, more central London. Mm. So we went to visit them for a few hours.
Oh, okay.
Then we came back to the hotel where we were staying, which was more discreet.
Yeah.
But...
it was just... it was so bizarre. Like, literally, probably just slept for about half an hour.
And Farida was there.
Farida was there, yeah.
I love that.
Farida is a party animal.
I actually can imagine.
She's, you know, every morning when we had music, she would dart out of bed and start dancing. And
I'd be like, go to bed. Get back in that list. I can't do it. Who was your most favourite? Well, I suppose that's a stupid question because I guess it would be the upstairs. But is there anyone that, who are you really going to stay in contact with out of the show for both of you?
You go first.
Yeah, I think probably the upstairs crew. I mean, definitely Yinran. I love her to bits. And she wants to come to the countryside where I'm from and like have that wholesome experience. One day, some of the things she came up with were hilarious. I'd just be lying in my bed and she'd come over to me and she'd go, Henry, what are your retirement plans? And I would go, you're like, okay, we can have that conversation. And I hadn't really thought about it. And I said, have you thought about it? You know, and she said, yes, I want somewhere in the countryside with a tree and a bench that I can sit on and read my books.
I would die for that one.
I know. Yeah, I think definitely Yinran. I mean, Olivia actually is really quite good fun. And like, we ended up in Freedom after the ITV Palooza.
That was so stupid of me not to assume. Everyone always ends up in Freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah, always. Even me. I'm on the pole. Like, woo!
And you can only imagine what Olivia does when she sees a pole.
Oh, I feel like her legs are like doing like flips. Yeah. That's how I'm imagining it. Yeah.
No, it's a lot of fun. Mm. More nights out like that, I think, between us all.
Definitely.
And it's Hallie's birthday next month. She wants to get everyone together.
Aww.
I haven't mentioned my name yet.
Oh, and you.
Yeah. Yeah,
if I must. No joke.
Is it the same for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it definitely is. I mean, yeah. I don't want to say too much.
This is really warm in my heart.
The people's princess over here.
No, honestly, maybe I'll go on Big Brother and find someone. Jesus.
I remember jokingly saying to my flatmate, I was like, oh my God, can you imagine if that actually did happen? And I came out and she was like, Henry, well, manifested that. I was like, I don't believe in manifestation.
Do you know what though? I don't know. Yeah, now you do. So yeah. I don't know what to do with my time now, like genuinely, because every night I would cancel plans. It could be someone's funeral, okay? I will be home by 9 every night. There's no way I'm missing Big Brother. And now I feel like there's a void in my life. Like, do you guys feel a bit weird being on the outside?
Yeah, because I'm used to being with no more than 15 other people, and now people know me.
Yeah, but also you weren't, in a weird way, you're surrounded by loads of people, but it's not like when I did a show recently and I was with 10 people, right? Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of people for me, but I got used to it. And then when I went back into the supermarket for the first time, I felt really anxious and overwhelmed because I hadn't been surrounded by like a load of people that I don't know before. I don't know if you guys had that or anything.
Oh yeah, definitely. It was, you know, overwhelming.
Yeah,
it is overwhelming.
Yeah. I feel
so
like
so many humans.
Yeah, but like you said, like you come straight out, you do your interview, which by the way, I would be gagging during because it's way too much. It's way too much. And then you have paps and stuff. Like you've gone from just everyday normal life to getting out of an Addison Lee with paps snapping you. Like that's a crazy thing to happen.
It's just so quick. Like it just instantly like changed into.
I mean, I don't want people to misinterpret how I am.
Yeah.
As, you know, not appreciating it because everyone who comes up to me, I really appreciate every photo I've taken. Mm-hmm. I mean, I might hate it in the moment.
But you're like,
but yeah, but yeah, that, course, exactly course. That. And I feel blessed that people watch it.
Yeah, of course. You know,
and Vogue too.
And you fucking won.
I know.
I feel like we've skipped over that a little bit. You literally won. When you left that house, how were you feeling? Like, were you terrified or were you excited? Like, what was the vibe?
I just wanted to get out, you know, because I was left in there alone too. And
for a long time.
The funny thing is, when I was a child watching Big Brother, I always thought, how amazing would it be to be that final person in the house?
Yeah.
And it wasn't amazing.
It's just
I just wanted to be on the outside. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
And I was walking around thinking, you know, oh, just get me out of this house.
You were doing something on the snack cupboards, I think, while you were on your own. I don't know what you were doing.
No, passing time.
They said, let's check on Jordan in the house, and you were getting a cookie.
Yeah.
That'd be me. I'd be like, is there any Prosecco at the bottom? That's good. But how does it feel to have won? Like, it must feel, because this is the, it's not even like, you know, Big Brother every year. Like, this is the first Big Brother that you both have done that is back. Like, it's a big, Big Brother. But do you know what I mean? Like, it's a big one.
It's like a dream come true.
Yeah.
You know, and meeting Henry too in there.
Yeah. And your reaction made me die. It was something like, I can pay, what did you say? As
my
soon as you won, I can pay me council tax. I thought, wow, that was real.
I mean, the water
that
bill's paid.
Really real. Yeah. Yeah. You're leaving the tap on now.
Yeah.
And what about you? Because you, like, you guys made it so far. And I'm going to be honest, from even day one, I knew that you guys...
Really?
Yeah, 100. You guys were such big characters, even though you may not have felt like it in there.
No,
you
were
such big characters.
You really don't.
So I feel like we knew, but you didn't know.
No, you really don't know. And you kind of have, like, I think for the last week, we all had a bit of imposter syndrome. We're like, do we deserve to be here? Like, da, da, da. And then, because you kind of see these louder characters and you kind of think, oh, they must be, like, getting all the airtime. But to come out and see that we played, like, quite a big part of the show, it's just shocking.
Yeah, like the people that did the, you guys, Trish and Yinran, I would say would all pretty much the airtime a lot of the time.
Wow.
But it was enjoyable to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's shocking because on that Sunday when I was evicted, I thought, right, this is it. That's the gig done.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I mean, as aforementioned, I had that gut feeling, but I was ready to go.
Yeah.
And I don't think this made the cut, but I did say to Big Brother, good riddance, you know.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, I can get out the house. I can watch The Crown. I still haven't watched so many Real Housewives. No.
Oh my God. What's your favorite Real Housewives?
He's obsessed.
Guess.
In my opinion, it's going to be New York or Beverly Hills.
New York.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Ramona.
I love Ramona.
Yeah.
Dorinda too.
Have you?
I've never watched it. You need to get me on it.
Okay, this is something you need to be educated on. This is your first task. Okay. Right. And then you can go to New York, wherever.
Yeah. I mean.
So what's the plans now? Like, for what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Like, because you guys, the world is kind of your oyster now. You've got a platform.
It's crazy.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we're really not sure. There's been... People are like petitioning for us to go on Gogglebox, which
please God, please God, like, oh my Lord, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm still such a foodie and like I love restaurants, so I still want to keep doing that. But I would love to do other things, even like travel. Or everyone wants us to do this weird travel show like together because they think it'd be quite funny the two of us doing that.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, the thing is, I want to get back to writing because I love writing.
Yeah.
And
I'd buy it.
Thank you.
Wouldn't understand half the words, but I'd buy it.
And also, you know, a few cameos here and there. As
happy
in
birthday, John.
No.
He goes from Vogue to cameo.
No. Slag off cameo. Sorry. Carrie is prospering.
Paying the bills.
Like, you know, just like on shows and this and that.
Would you guys ever do Made in Chelsea?
So many people said that in the house. Terry used to say that. You two are going on Made in Chelsea.
Yeah.
You know, the money, if the money's good.
It's nothing better than that. I feel like if the bills need to be paid.
I mean, I don't know if Classic FM would have me on presenting a show.
Oh my God. No, that would really work.
And that was a childhood
Next
dream.
We've got a jazz hit. Yeah. That's how I imagine that going.
But then the hot tub stuff, they might not like that.
I think they'd really like that. It's 2023, darling. We're all into hot tubs now.
I keep forgetting that just exists in the world.
No, it really does.
I mean, you know, oof.
But you know what's funny? If you guys tried to get a normal job now, they'd be like, Were you two not the people in the hot tub? Like, that's all really making me laugh.
Yeah.
Maybe that would get you the job.
And that was Jordan's first ever time in a hot tub.
Yes.
You ticked all boxes that night. Like, I'm surprised nothing else happened in that. Because if I'd go to town, I'd be like, fuck it, anal. Like, I don't know what I would do.
Week one, I said, I'm never going in that hot tub. Hot
Why? Tub because it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Reused water. That's fair.
But then week six. I was in it.
Respectfully, though, after that long in the house, there's nothing else to do.
That's why I would go. And I was like, look, there's nothing else to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100%.
Because you only went in first, like, midway, didn't you?
Yeah, I think when I just got saved from a from a beach.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you celebrated.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going in the hot tub.
Wow, fair play. Fair fucking play. You ticked it all off the box. If you guys had to do anything differently at all on the show, would you have done?
No.
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. It's actually, I know everyone goes like, oh, I learned so much about myself, blah, blah, blah. But I genuinely do feel like I did. And I feel like
you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm always very skeptical and like a bit of a cynic when people say that. But I really did. And yeah, I think even the highs and the lows had to be done in order to get to where I am now.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I mean, I have no regrets about my experience.
You won, so you don't need to have regrets.
I thought I would have regrets, but I didn't, you know.
Yeah.
It just, what an incredible experience.
Everyone keeps asking, like, are you happy you did it? And I'm like, well, yeah, I think so. Like, yeah.
You guys were amazing people.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say something really sentimental. Like,
yeah, same.
And you're like, of course, my bank balance.
I was. But I think you guys were the best people to bring the show back. Like, you, because I remember thinking, is it going to be the same as it was? Because you always think that.
Yeah.
It was incredible to watch. And I need you both to watch all of it all the way through. 100%. Maybe skip your argument.
Like
two episodes, maybe skip them too. Don't bring it back up and then carry on watching it.
Yeah, because I mentioned I'm on the Halloween episode on Twitter. Everyone was like, Henry, skip the next two episodes. Please, please. It's like, for your
mental health.
Yeah, please skip them.
100%.
Okay, I kind of regret that a bit.
Do you?
Yeah, but
that, do you know what? Screen time. And that's what you got to think about. You add screen time.
And the memes of me crying in a party hat, you know.
Which one of you was you did the fashion walk?
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
That was iconic with the money, like.
Sister Sancerre.
It was
my name.
It was such a good watch. I really enjoyed that.
You conjured that idea up.
Oh, also, lastly, showers.
Showers.
Was that as intense as, because when I went in there, I said, my titties are out. They are above the frosted glass.
I was so nervous about showering in there.
Yeah, cool.
And so I used trunks for the first few days, but thereafter I just thought, fuck it.
You gave up after a while.
Off the trunks, you know, came.
Yeah.
For the first week, I had like my dressing gown flung over it. I had like a towel flung over it. I was like, they're not catching me.
No way.
They've already taken enough of my dignity. They're not taking that. And then...
I'm glad, you know, you said dignity and not...
My dick. Oh,
and then after that, I was like, oh, I can't be arsed now. I cried on camera. I ate disgusting
Yeah, you've
things.
Done a lot on camera.
Yeah, I was just like... Yeah,
but that's like, you had a secret challenge. I think it was you. And everyone was chatting about it. And Yimrin was in the shower and everyone was just talking to Yimrin in the shower. Like, yeah. And then what he did was, and she was just stood there like washing her pits. Like, yeah, I noticed that earlier. They've got way too comfortable now.
I was worried about that. And even just like, I was like, am I really going to bath? Am I just going to get in that bath on TV? But then I was like, I love a bath.
Yeah. But they'll never actually show your penis on live telly.
No, surely not.
Yeah.
It's
well,
worth seeing.
And if they did, Ofcom's going to go crazy.
I mean, there's a live feed.
How big is the lens?
How quickly is someone on the button to turn it off?
I'd be like, zoom out, honey, get it all in. But I have loved watching you guys. I've loved having you on. I was saying, I feel like I'm fangirling. I've really enjoyed it. And I'm excited to see what is to come in the future for you guys. I'm going to need someone to commission that show as well. Travel show. I'll do it. I'll give you like £100.
That's all we need.
But yeah, thank you so much. I loved having you on.
Thanks for having us, honestly.
No, seriously, like, you can come back next week if you want.
Thank you.
We probably will. Once the work stops coming in.
Brilliant, I'm the second option. great.
No, I'm kidding. It's been a delight.
Thank you. Mm. But if you've been watching, give it a like and subscribe. And if you've been listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review. Bye. Say bye, boys.
Where do I say bye?
Over there. Bye.
Who do I say bye?
Who do I say bye?